Hi.
Hey, listen.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the Parasocial Social Club.
Hi, welcome to the Parasocial Social Club.
I'm Jewel Karenin.
I'm Charlie James.
And we're your hosts.
And this podcast is all about the frighteningly powerful phenomenon of parasocial relationships.
We investigate our own parasocial relationships and interview the icons we all have parasocial relationships with.
Today, Jewel and I are back in the booth to talk about what happens when a TikTok famous couple breaks up, but they still have to make ads together.
And Mitski.
Welcome to the Parasocial Social Club.
Did you feel you learned about me by being inside my voice?
Actually, I did. I felt very confident. I felt happy. I felt like all my dreams are going to come true.
I think I learned something about you.
What?
You give me all the lines in the intro. It is hard to say parasocial social club. I love what we've done. And I have no desire to change it. Pamphlet, please stop.
It is kind of hard to say parasocial social. Actually, it's kind of easy for me to say it. Okay, well, I think the word parasocial is hard to say.
Yeah. Parasocial.
But once you get in the groove, no problems. Hello, kitten. Cat off screen. Everyone.
Cat off screen. Cat can't off screen tell, alert. But that's who we're referring to.
Cat trying to drink my
when
Diet
Coke.
When we
say pamphlet or cat, that's a cat.
If Jewel says cat.
That's cat.
There's a cat. If anyone else says pamphlet.
That's a cat.
Also, that's a cat. Okay, quick business. Mm-hmm. Listen, hey guys, where do you guys listen to this? Are you listening to this on Spotify? Are you listening to this on Apple Podcasts?
If I'm listening to this, I'm doing it on Apple Podcasts.
And I'm probably listening on Spotify, but the only way for us to know that information is A, through our analytics, or B, through you leaving us a review or a rating on one of those platforms.
So do it.
Yeah. Now we need to go back to the job.
Great.
The job is what's going on with you parasocially, please?
Well, here's what's happening. This is actually not what's happening to me currently, but I'm introducing a new parasocial relationship that I have.
Thank you for introducing
which is that, and Jewel, I don't know if you know this, but every song or album written by Mitski, save for Laurel Hell, is about me when I was 18.
Wait, that's so crazy.
I don't know if you've noticed that.
I didn't notice that. That's so crazy because every song that the Strokes wrote prior to 2011 is actually about me when I was 18.
Interesting. There's a lot there. I love that two I almost said big creators. Like you can call musicians big creators.
That's two big sucks. Content creators, Mitski and the Strokes.
Have written so much about us.
Yeah, we're very interesting.
That's crazy. Also, I kind of can't imagine. I'm thinking about the Strokes and I'm like, were you sort of like a 40-year-old man when you were 18?
No, I was in love. Mostly there was love.
But do you mean like the songs are written from your perspective?
Yeah, they're about me. They're about my life.
Okay.
They're about my high school boyfriend.
I love that.
They're about me moving to New York, going to college. They're all about me.
Listen, I'm with
the
me and Mitski.
Are in New York. Yeah, what's going on with Mitski?
Well, just sort of everything she's ever written, except for that one album that I really despised, and I'm not mad about it. I'm just disappointed. Also, with full context, I find out this is for nobody but me and Jewel. I find out Mitski is writing an album called Laurel Hell, and I go a jaw on the floor. I can't wait. And I just didn't get it. I don't think I feel as connected to synthy 80s aesthetics as maybe other people do. But I get the sense that other Mitski fans were not, I don't know, thrilled either.
Yes, I agree. As a Mitski fan, I believe that the fandom is divided by this.
I saw her live shortly after, and she played maybe one song off that album.
That's when you know. If the artist knows, then you know.
I think it was truly for her, which is amazing because the rest of her music was written for me in particular.
Right.
And so it was nice of her to give herself something for a minute.
I'm
you
glad
know?
She gave herself a... She threw herself a bone.
Yeah. But it, man.
The entire discography except for Laurel Hell.
Yeah.
Can you give us a lyrical example?
Strawberry Blonde. Oh, Strawberry Blonde.
You just
that song is about being 18, if you're me and you're in love. And what else? True, there's not even one that I go, well, that's not about me. That's about something else. Oh, except for American Girl. That's called?
Very All-American.
All-American.
I can't sing it because it's copyrighted. How many times am I going to do this for fuck's sake, Charlie? Stop.
Best American Girl.
Best American Girl.
There it is.
That song is such
a
banger.
I wanted to say All, but that was not it. Yeah, that one's not about me. That is about her. But
that's the
but
one
the
song.
Rest of them, actually. Yeah.
I completely understand, obviously, because I had the same thing happen to me. And lucky us.
You know what I always say about the Strokes?
What?
The Strokes, it's like, yeah. You know? It's like, yeah.
What did you... You just literally didn't say anything. You
said what I always say about the Strokes. I go like, oh, we're listening to the Strokes? Yeah, we are.
You literally are saying nothing.
You know what I'm saying. I'm saying like, if someone's like, what's some music? And it's like, the Strokes. And it's like, oh, right, of course. They're... To me, they feel like the Beatles in a way that's hard to explain. Obviously,
well,
they're
not.
You are
17 years younger than me.
No. No, I'm not.
In my opinion.
In my opinion, you're 17 years younger than me. No, this is my feeling about them. Having listened to a lot of the Strokes, both in the past and recently, it feels to me the same as being like, well, it's time to listen to the Rolling Stones or the Beatles. It's like they're almost too big
my skin is You're literally furious. rippling with anger. There are waves of fury coursing through.
I was on a road trip and someone was like, what if we listen to the Strokes? And in my head, I was like, well, that music is for me to listen to alone in my car and feel a little guilty about listening to. Because it's like ubiquitous.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. Have you even heard New York City Cops crappy demo edition that
no.
I had to download off of LiveJournal? Have you even heard .mp3?
I haven't.
You disgust me.
I like them a lot, but I just feel it's like saying, hey, I'm going to go have an omelet for breakfast.
Honestly.
Hey, I'm thinking of riding my bicycle to the grocery store.
For the sake of our relationship, Charlie.
I need to stop talking.
We need to move
on.
We're go.
All right, it's over. It's over.
Julian Casablancas is rolling in his penthouse
He's
apartment.
Alive. He's alive. I look.
Oh my God. I need to, please.
Can't wait to have a glass of water tomorrow. You know what I mean?
I love water.
So do I. But everyone's drinking a glass of water tomorrow.
I'm going to murder you.
It's like saying the Bible's their favorite book. Okay.
so hateful.
Okay. Shall we move on?
I'm going to die. Okay.
So hateful. God.
Yes, I actually have something I really need to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Parasocial relationship tracking time.
Yeah.
This is the part where we track our parasocial relationships.
Dive in.
I have these two TikTok. Oh, God, you made me so upset.
I just want to apologize to many people are in
Don't
this.
Don't try
strokes.
Now. How many people are in this tracks? It's like six, maybe five.
That's too many.
Oh, my God.
We only really know about one.
There are more than one.
Yeah, but we just talked about Julian, don't we?
I'm done.
I wish them well.
I'm taking a deep breath. That was so calming.
Who wants to wear jeans later, you know?
I'm gonna throw you out the window. How violent can I be before this podcast gets taken down? Okay. I follow these two TikTok creators, Joe Ando and Neem. Adkins,
mm-hmm.
spelled N-I-A-M. They're very funny.
In a kind of an Irish way, right? Neem?
Name.
Name.
Saoirse.
Saoirse. Saoirse.
Jewel.
Jewel. Wait, say, do your last name thing again. Karinen.
Karinen.
Oh.
Yeah, no, say it with an Irish accent.
Karinen.
Karinen.
Karinen. Karinen.
Do I have a Scottish accent or an Irish? Karinen. Okay. Joe Ando and Niamh Adkins. Mm-hmm. They were famously dating.
Yes, big on TikTok, both of them. Both models. That's crucial to remember.
Both beautiful models. Very good at doing all the TikTok trends. Very funny. Good jokes.
Really physically beautiful people.
Physically beautiful. Very young.
Yeah.
Definitely like...
Very young, you think?
Low to mid Gen Z.
Interesting.
That's what I think.
I always thought older.
Really? How old?
I thought they were just models who were 30.
Oh. I don't know.
But now I'm not so sure.
I thought they were like 22, 23 vibes.
I think the sister, Neem's sister, looks like that.
Wow, we're going to need people to weigh in on this. Let's just...
We could fact check, but we won't.
Fragrantly guess people's ages.
Fragrantly and flagrantly. Let's guess them. But, he was famous, not from this, but really made a big name for himself, making a lot of clothes for Neiman, then went on to do them for other women.
Yeah, so like what was really effective about them was they're a cute couple, they're funny together, and what was really effective about him was, you know, he's this cute, funny guy, and he's like, I'm going to make a beautiful dress for my beautiful girlfriend. And then you see the beautiful girlfriend wearing the beautiful dress, and you're like, wow, that was satisfying on a lot of levels.
And the dresses were good.
Yeah, they're really cute. He's very talented. She's very talented. She's a good model. She's very funny. Anyways, it's very clear that within the last year, I think, they broke up. And all of the me's and the you's, presumably, in the comment section are like, literally to this day, which it's been months, are like, Mom and Dad, where are you? Oh, we're going through a divorce. You guys are co-parenting us.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They never had a couple's account, right? It really was the two of them separate.
It's the two of them separate.
I think that's smart.
And they never announced a breakup. But it was just clear, like, they weren't really in each other's TikToks anymore. And then they had to post ads together.
Yeah.
And they clearly had, like, different haircuts. It was clearly from a previous time. And I was like, that is brutal to be going through a breakup with this person you've known for a long time since you were young. Mm-hmm. I made that up. I don't know if that's true.
It's just fine.
And then you have to post ads with them, like, and you probably have to call each other and be like, hey, we have to post the ad today, otherwise we don't get the $6,000 we were promised from ad product, insert ad product name here. I can't even remember what they were selling.
I also feel like sometimes it wasn't past videos, it was like they had to film together in a current way,
unclear,
just for ads,
unclear, but yeah, the vibe was definitely that the ads are here and the relationship is not. Mm-hmm. So, personally, I wish them well. I wish them nothing but the best.
Yeah.
And I will continue to enjoy my parasocial relationships with both of them, despite their relationship status. And that's very brave of me.
I have some thoughts. This is all speculation. I got followed by Neem, I think, right around when the breakup had happened.
Neem, come on the podcast. Go on.
Please. And I think I already followed her because she's so charming. But she also got a big haircut and I think makes a lot more sort of bisexual content.
Yep.
And I would imagine getting out of a relationship and a big coming out kind of all go hand in hand sometimes.
They do sometimes, but I need to add something. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the band Passion Pit? Kind of like water? Kind of like jeans? Kind of like stepping outside?
Here's the thing, it's like water, jeans, they're all some of the best things in life, but they're, it's so, we've all, we, I really liked Passion Pit when I was in high school.
Okay, Passion, me too. Passion Pit, Guy, the lead singer, came out as bi, and in the same timeline, like, kind of had a divorce with his wife. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's not like a hugely famous, he's not a celeb, he's just an indie rock star, so this is, you know, something only I'm learning from Googling.
Yeah.
But he gave an interview later on, a few years later, and he was like, yeah, when that happened, it was really shitty because a lot of people were like conflating my bisexuality with my divorce and they really weren't that related.
Oh, yeah.
So that kind of bummed me out.
That I feel like happens especially to men.
Absolutely. You are
because
not allowed to be
bisexual. I hope people have realized that bisexual women are bisexual even when they're dating men. But actually, now that I say that, I still think people have not learned that lesson.
I think the
Take your time.
I think the solution to this
is to always have one boyfriend and one girlfriend.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yes.
At all times.
Literally. Because then you can present whichever sexual... If you know someone's going to perceive you as monosexual, you can just decide which one you want them to see you as.
Counter argument. People hate when people are poly. I've noticed people really hate it.
Good point.
I cannot open Twitter without hearing something about what everyone thinks about being poly.
Good point.
I don't really care, but it's like, I'm not, why are we talking about them?
Very true. They clearly fascinate they've clearly captivated the nation.
This is like, I say this like it's in the past, but this was like that time that is ongoing where random cis comedians have like jokes about being trans and it's like, why are you talking about us?
Right.
Why are you, I'm not talking about you. Why are you bringing her up?
Right.
Shut up. Anyways. It's not even, oh, sometimes they're good jokes. They're not offensive.
Sometimes I'm just laughing.
Like, that's so weird. Why? Okay, sure.
And
you're like, since we're all thinking about him.
Not to say that this is necessarily what, you know, is happening with Neem.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she has been making a lot more queer content and a lot of Taylor Swift content. At this point, we're kind of just saying what kind of content they make.
We're just sort of sharing. You should go check it out.
I really like it's a plug
more than anything.
But anyway, it has been fascinating to watch the you know, public figure breakup of like people who aren't celebrities. They're just TikTok famous.
Yeah.
And to me, they're a celebrity. Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly, what if they both hard launch new relationships at the same time? That would be so powerful. Oh, I would die of happiness.
If I were them, I would never share another person I was dating.
Me too. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
It sounds so scary.
No, heartbreaking. Also, they'd have to be like way... It's just the standard they'd have to come up to is like unreal. For both of them.
Because we love both of them so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry, you guys will find someone. Or a few people.
Come on the pod. Together or separate.
Together or separate.
Together or separate.
What's going on with Celebrity Memoir Book Club? Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. You thought maybe one of those words you weren't familiar with.
How do you pronounce book?
Crushed it. Just right. I feel like several eps ago, I brought up how John Mulaney has this undeleted Tumblr that has like way too much stuff about him and his ex-wife, Anna Marie Tendler. And I've listened to their podcast on and off for a while, this Celebrity Memoir Book Club. Celebrity Memoir Book Club. Yeah,
it kind of sounds wrong.
You're right. And they had an episode recently about Anna Marie Tendler's new book.
I've been seeing the TikToks. Good promotion.
I love a memoir. I think I would have bought it if they hadn't made an episode, or at least gotten it from the library. Now that I have listened, I can confidently say I have no need to read that book, and it sounds fucking terrible. And people were pretty astounded by how harsh they were, but they really walk you through why they are so harsh, and they read a lot of excerpts, and it blows so hard. Anyways, I both think that they have too much out there that should be swept from the internet or bookstores. But
both of them.
That was my follow-up. Yeah, I just thought it was weird that he had this record of this relationship, and then she wrote this book that actually doesn't mention John Mulaney at all, but talks about a bunch of other relationships in her life, and I think all of them reflect really negatively on her as well.
God.
So I'm like, delete this.
It's very clickbait to write a memoir.
Yes.
And not mention John Mulaney in your memoir when you are the scorned.
Well, there was some speculation on the podcast about whether or not it was for legal reasons. But I would imagine...
Is that implying she signed an NDA about the relationship?
I think more so like in preparation for a defamation lawsuit.
Oh God.
If she says something that she can't prove about him or something. In any case, that's what's happening.
Wow. Very interesting.
Yeah. So I listened to that and that really, it got me all I needed.
I'm so sorry. You can't read that memoir now though.
I feel good about it. It seems, if I had to sum it up from what they made it sound like, it sounds like a book of someone jerking off for like 300 pages.
What a horrible metaphor.
But they never come and neither do you. And you're like, oh, my God. Why did we do this? So,
damn, shouts out to that pod for saving you 300 pages.
Very funny ladies and very harsh. But also, I think harsh is like sometimes due. If you wrote a book, it can be critiqued. You know?
That is so brave of you to say.
Thanks.
And I agree. Finally, we can agree on something in this Critics goddamn episode. Critics are good. Yeah, roast our pod. I don't care. Roast our pod. Leave us a review. And that's the main
Five
thing.
Five stars, but say something mean. But
we don't care. God, we're going to regret this. We're going to regret this. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Yes.
We're moving into the corner now.
Here we go.
The Parasocial Scholar Corner.
So listen. To further our goal of becoming the preeminent scholars on the parasocial phenomenon,
right,
we unpack some facet of the beast.
The beautiful beast.
The beast we know as parasocial relationships. What's happening?
Okay, so I thought this was really a really funny question to pose to you. And I promise it relates to the parasocial scholasm.
Nice nails.
Thank you. They're blue. Dark blue. Charlie,
mm-hmm.
Is it ethical to fall in love with someone who is not in love with you?
Ever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I say more?
You may.
I think it's unavoidable. I think that you don't control who you love, or who you fall in love with. And... you know, even on this podcast, we've discussed a relationship wherein I was in love with someone who did not love me back. And I think I couldn't have done anything about that.
But
okay.
Is it ethical?
I think it can't be unethical if you have no control over it.
Interesting. The truth is, like, I don't actually disagree or agree with anything.
Ethical? It's like, no, but also, like, I guess if they're accidents, uh-huh. You know?
Go on.
It's wrong to hit someone with your car on purpose, but I don't think it's unethical to hit someone with your car on accident. I think it just can't be avoided.
Okay, so I actually don't believe that it is unethical to fall in love with someone who's not in love with you. Like, that's an insane thing to say, obviously. But it is something I think about, because just go on a thought mm-hmm. experiment journey with me. Imagine you are in like a friendship with someone.
Okay. I've done that.
Let me think. How do I want to set this up? Let's say it is flirtatious, but okay. It's not romantic. You guys are not together.
Okay.
You're not consummating your love in any way. Mm-hmm. And you fall in love with a friend. And they are not in love with you back.
Are there vibes?
There's a flirtation, but yeah. they are not in love with you back.
Got it. You confess this to them?
That's not relevant.
Okay.
Is it ethical to be in love with them?
Yeah. Unless you like want something from them.
I just think...
Because I think there's a difference there.
A difference between what?
Being in love with someone and feeling love for them is like a process that goes on entirely in your own brain. It's like an emotional journey that you're on.
Okay.
But as soon as you start being like, well, I require reciprocation from you or XYZ things from you, or I need to manipulate you to spend all of our time together or something. That is, I think, unethical.
Of course.
But if you're just feeling the feelings, you know, why not?
Counterpoint. Mm-hmm. When you're in love with someone, you obviously want them to love you back.
No.
No?
I don't need it to be mutual.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I'm well past... I don't need that.
What are you talking about?
Sometimes, but like, haven't you ever loved someone that you...
Been in love with.
Yeah, been in love with someone who... You were about to break up with someone and you were like, it sucks because I love them. Why isn't this love enough to make this work? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's like that. It's like, just because the love is there does not mean that the relationship is a good result. In the same way that it's like, sometimes I love someone, but I don't necessarily want it to be reciprocated, because then we'd like date and then we'd be in a relationship, and I don't think we'd do a good job of that.
You actually got me there, Charlie. The thing is, though, I would never, God, I hope I don't eat my words, I could never fall in love with someone, truly fall in love with someone, unless there was I was getting relationship, you know, from them.
Yeah, this is like, where we differ. It could be just me on an island.
That's a lot.
You need there to be a kind of mutual for the falling.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, I would have to cap out. Like on The Sims, you go friends, mm-hmm. then you go best friends, then you go crush and best friends, then you fall in love. You can never go from friends to love.
That is so odd, because I could easily go from friends to love. It's almost harder to go from best friends to love.
Well, The Sims is, you know, it's not the be-all end all.
Yeah, it's not.
The Sims 2 is what I'm talking They're about all like, right now. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways, I posit mm-hmm. this question. I pose this question. Not really sure what posit means. I think I used it correctly.
It's pose.
I pose this question, A, because I thought it was a funny question to ask.
Yeah.
And B, because I kind of do think it's unethical to fall in love with someone like parasocially.
There's definitely something sinister about it.
And what makes that different than someone you know? Is it because you know them? You don't know them?
I don't know if it's the same as unethical, but I think it's unhealthy. Because like, I saw this video recently. Oh, I gotta send this to you. You'll love this. It's of this girl who was having, I forget exactly the phrasing, but like she was going through psychosis and she was having delusions that a musician was in love with her and sending her subliminal messages through his songs and music videos.
Bummer.
And tweets mm-hmm. and stuff. And she basically was on the other side of it saying, you know, I went to residential treatment for like a year and now I no longer think that, and I understand that I was psychotic, and like here is what it was like, and it was fascinating because it's certainly I don't think she reached out to him or required anything from him or even like stalked him but she definitely was not in her right mind or healthy, you know.
Yeah, I guess unfortunately it all comes back to the great wide big question of what is ethics, and is it all about hurting someone, and what if it's just yourself that you're hurting? Does that make it unethical? Wrong.
Yeah,
it might.
It maybe is wrong to hurt yourself, or is it not, because it's up to you?
Good question.
Does hurting yourself hurt others? Yes. Okay.
Whew.
We did it.
And that's why it's called The Beast.
We did it, folks.
That's why it's called
The Beast.
The Beast.
That's why it's called The Beast.
Moving on to our new segment, our new-ish segment.
Oops. I googled myself. I love this segment.
Oops, I googled myself.
Oops.
Okay. I will simply stop.
Okay, oops. I googled
myself. Oops. Oops, I googled myself. Accent humor
googling
is...
yourself sounds...
really funny.
Sexual.
Oh my God. It does, though.
Yeah.
You want to know what happened?
Yeah, what happened when you googled yourself?
Well, actually, I didn't google myself. I got an email from my Google Alerts.
Oh.
Because I had a Google Alert for my name.
That something new was happening to you.
So I got a Google Alert, and I see everything Google has to see about me. I've seen it all. Well... I think I've seen it all. And this was a new one. I go to the link and it's this like really scary, like in unreadable link, like random letters and numbers. And I'm like, clearly I'm going to get a virus from doing this, but I'm going to touch it anyways.
Because your name is in it somewhere.
I have to find out where my name is in this link. Mm-hmm. And it is this really, really ugly website that has almost no web design. It's just images and numbers and links. And it's all of these... How do I describe what you're looking at right now?
I'm looking at right now, it's a lot of like pillows. I would say like not Snuggies, but like whatever the barber puts on you to keep your hair from going in your shirt.
A barber wrap. And there's a couple pillows. It's an e-commerce site. Yes, okay. A barber cape. But they all are like...
pillows.
They all have like a big graphic on them, like as if they just Googled like star image and then they superimposed it on a pillow or a cape.
Horrible low quality images.
Yes.
Clip art.
Like this is a beautiful like glass heart encased in red.
Threads.
It's really ugly. These are very ugly.
So ugly.
Ugly images.
There's also like a ring next to it. I don't even know what that is supposed to signify.
So just imagine you're looking at like a Society 6 type of shop, like a shop that's like, we put art onto objects
but
for you to buy.
But all the stuff is ugly.
It's unbelievably ugly. And you're like pretty sure you have a virus while you're scrolling through this website. And one of the items is shower curtains. That's a great item to put an image on. Shower curtains. Mm-hmm. And my face is on one of the shower curtains.
Why? Jewel, I'm looking at it and I don't know.
My face is on one of the shower curtains. And also, my face is, how do you say, scrunched. Like the image
they've
is made, scrunched.
Yeah, yeah. It's like they've tugged the corner to make it fit, except that they've done it wrong. Like they've...
It looks like your mom tried to, not your mom, but you know, no. The proverbial mom tried to like put something on Shutterfly and she like dragged the image a little bit. So it looks really bad. And
you're
it's
wider than
wrong.
You are tall.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
I'm munchkin mode.
Yeah.
Like from the
you're squanched. Why?
I don't know.
Why? Who made that?
So this image of me is not even like... It's an image from like a film festival that I went to, but it's not even like a Getty image.
It looks like a Getty image though.
But it looks like a Getty image, but it's not.
It's like a stock photo of you. It's weird.
It's so ugly. It's so ugly to view.
Will you
buy it?
No. Well, yeah. That was my first question. But my other question is, are these all made by users or are these like automatically computer generated?
I don't know because I could not find any answers about this website. Clearly, I'm going to link to this website in the episode description.
I think you have to buy one.
I think you have to buy one.
Actually, I completely agree. You link it, I will get that shower curtain. It will be awesome.
Why? Where did I come in? None of the other images. Yes, there was one.
Okay.
There was one other image of a random person in like a you know, this type of step and repeat type of photo.
At the same event?
No.
No.
Totally like different backdrop. Event. Totally different lady. She's like much older than me.
Weird.
Fascinating. And everything else is clip art on this website. So this was one of my most exciting. Oops, I Googled myself to be TBH. I really liked this one. It kind of panned out.
This is amazing.
I think it's
I'm so glad
fun.
This exists.
So like, feel free to like use my image to sell more shower curtains if you so desire. xzytv.ftl.com or whatever. Are you you're observing it more closely?
I'm kind of looking at all of them closely. They're really pretty inexpensive.
They're expensive?
No, inexpensive.
Oh, it's -$16.99.
Yeah, FYI. I mean, that's like cheaper than the one with all the stars on it, but it's more expensive than this, but cheaper than this clip art. It just... Oh, that one through the roof, the price. That's crazy.
Why am I the only shower curtain in this particular batch of clip art photos and
products? I don't know.
Products?
I don't know.
Well... I think this is a good time to announce merch.
We have shower curtains. That should be that. We should just link. Let's not even make money. Let's let them make money.
Okay. Well, they have taste.
We'll have to make our own.
What can I say?
Big shower curtain. I love that.
All right. So, Charlie, what do you have to recommend to sign us off today?
Gosh, if I had to recommend something, and I do.
It is your job. Your sworn God job.
Let me think about what's been happening to me lately. Oh, no, I think I already brought that up. No, maybe not. I watched the HBO documentary Ren Faire.
Oh.
And I really recommend. It is a short series that is both a documentary, and they do some kind of like fantastical recreations because everyone in the documentary is also an actor. The color of the documentary is so beautiful, and it's all just about who is going to inherit this Renaissance fair and a kind of like almost medieval fight to be in the king's role.
Damn.
You should check it out.
Very
it was
nice.
Really good. Yeah. That's my rec.
I'm definitely going to watch that. It sounds right up my alley.
I think you'd love it.
How many episodes?
I think 5.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's good for a docuseries, IMO.
IMO.
It's enough to get invested, but not enough to feel like this could have been, or it's more, the point is it didn't need to be a movie. It needed to be 5 episodes.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this could have been a movie, but that is okay.
Okay. I'll recut it into a movie.
You should.
I need to practice my editing.
Please.
What's yours? My recommendation this week is to do this. I think you should do this. I have a notebook. It's a Moleskine.
Oh, it has to be skin. If it's skin, let's start Earth over. That sucks. We all say Moleskine, right?
As far as I'm aware.
It is not Moleskine.
We invent language every day, every moment.
Yes, I'm not okay with that. Go ahead.
It's the famous notebook brand. It's great. I love it. Mm-hmm. In my notebook, I have a page that I write every month that I say it's August, it's September, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I make it's a dotted grid. Obviously, okay. It's a dotted grid notebook.
Obviously.
I'm not a freak.
You don't do lines?
I'm not a freak.
Sorry. Just found out I'm a freak. Still kind of processing.
It's a dotted grid.
Back to you. Okay.
It's perfect.
Yep.
There's no alternate option to the dotted grid. You have to choose the dotted grid. Anyways, so, and then I write all of the things that like I'm trying to do more of in kind of a healthy way. So I write, it's a big list. I write, see my friends, mm-hmm. go to the beach, mm-hmm. go roller skating, mm-hmm. Have band practice, dance, do like one of my dance classes, or go dancing. That would also count in that category. And I think I have a few more, but those are them.
It's just things you want to do more of.
More of. And then after I do one of those things, I give myself a cute little check mark and I feel serotonin from checking it off my list. Almost like a child who needs to do chores and needs like a gold star to feel good about themselves for doing the chores, except that my chores are nice things for myself.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If one of them is like go dancing and that's just something you want to do more, how many times do you have to go in order for that to count to have gone dancing more? Like is your baseline for dancing 0? And so dancing even once in a month is like, I did it. Or is it like, well, last month I danced 3 times. So now.
The way that the grid the way that the list works is that I give myself a check every time I do it. So then, so that's why it's motivating, because if I look at it at the end of the month and I have like 6 check marks,
you're like, I'm a genius.
Go to the beach. I'm like, wow, I had an amazing, good job. I did an amazing job. And then if I have no check marks and do yoga, I'm like, well, it's really hot. So that's why I'm not doing yoga right now. So I'm not actually upset about that.
Do you carry over? Will you be like, I didn't go to the beach nearly enough. I have to try again.
It's the same every month.
Oh, it's the same ones every month.
Same activities every month. Yeah.
I love that.
It's just to give me a little serotonin boost for doing good things for myself. So I don't know that I'm necessarily recommending that exact system, but like figure out how to give yourself a gold star, because it's really helped me.
Yeah, on like a sticker sheet. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
This is really good. Speaking of gold stars, I mean.
Yeah, we're looking once again at the horrific e-commerce site that has stolen my likeness and put it on a shower curtain. Shrunken.
It's so squat.
None of the other clip art is squished like my face.
Everything else is perfect.
Everything actually looks fine. So yeah, give yourself a gold star. That sounds like
maybe I'll start doing that.
Should I write a self-help book?
Yeah, I would read that.
It's called Get a Dotted Notebook, Not a Lined Notebook. Don't even consider.
Hear more about this off camera.
Don't even consider getting a lined notebook. What's wrong? It just offers you more. You just have more space. They're basically lines. Use your brain to imagine the lines.
They're basically squares.
They're squares. They're dots. Lines,
you can just add whatever.
It takes me back to my days of Yahoo games playing dots with strangers.
I feel so young.
I told you.
That felt really weird.
I told you you're 17 years younger
than me. That hasn't happened in a long time. Yahoo dots.
Yeah, what? Yahoo games, dots. I also played, actually, that's the main one I remember.
I would go on Yahoo Answers and ask, answer questions about horses.
Oh, I would have upvoted them.
Thank you. I did okay.
And that concludes our episode for today.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening and sharing your ear space with our
ears. Wait, no.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Stay tuned for Garrett's Corner.
GC.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Parasocial Social Club. Enjoy this episode? Leave us a nice review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's a nice and kind thing to do. This podcast is produced by your hosts and Garrett Labonte. Theme music done by Brady Hicks. And for Garrett's Corner Pick of the Week, bumper stickers. What better way to let your freak flag fly than a bright purple vinyl sticker covered in butterflies on your rear window that says in whimsical font, "Keep honking. It doesn't change the fact that I only speak Elvish on the weekends."